I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian has accused Australia and the United States of lying in a crisis over a security pact that saw Canberra scrap a plan to buy French submarines in favor of American vessels. The statement came on the same day that France's ambassador left Canberra. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
French envoy Jean-Pierre Thibault left Canberra on Saturday after Paris recalled its ambassadors to the United States and Australia. The diplomatic row erupted on Thursday. That was when Australia said it would scrap a $40 billion deal signed in 2016 for France's naval group to build a fleet of conventional submarines. Instead, Australia said it would build at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines with US and British technology, after striking a trilateral security partnership. France called that a stab in the back.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. U.S. Capitol Police say approximately 400 to 450 demonstrators turned up Saturday for a rally to support those charged in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. However, as AP's Julie Walker reports, they were vastly outnumbered by the media and a heavy law enforcement presence.
The rally took place in fields far from the Capitol building. It was ringed by heavy dump trucks. There were a few counter-protesters and a few scuffles. Police say one person was arrested for carrying a knife, but no major incidents were reported early on. Organizer Matt Brainerd, a former Trump campaign staffer, told the crowd, respect law enforcement.
This is about the many people who were there that day who have not been charged with violence, not been accused of assaulting a police officer, destroying property, and the disparate treatment they've received.
Roughly 63 people are being held awaiting trial or sentencing in connection with January 6th. More than 600 people were arrested. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Haitian migrants seeking to escape poverty, hunger, and a feeling of hopelessness in their home country said Saturday they would not be deterred by U.S. plans to speedily send them back as thousands of people remained encamped on the Texas border after crossing from Mexico. Scores of people waded back and forth across the Rio Grande on Saturday afternoon, re-entering Mexico to purchase water, food, and diapers in Ciudad Acuña before returning to the Texas encampment under and near a bridge in the border city of Del Rio. The Department of Homeland Security said Saturday it moved about 2,000 of the migrants from the camp to other locations for processing Friday. Its statement also said it would have 400 agents and officers in the area by Monday morning and would send more if necessary. Mexico's immigration agency said in a statement Saturday that Mexico has opened a permanent dialogue with Haiti's government representatives to address the situation of irregular migratory flows during their entry and transit through Mexico, as well as their assisted return. Hungary's first-ever primary elections to find a candidate to challenge right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orban got off to a rocky start Saturday, with voting suspended due to what organizers said was a suspected cyber attack. Voting started around 10 hours UTC Saturday, but was soon suspended and will only resume Monday after a system crash. The National Primary Election Committee said in a statement that a mass load of currently unknown origin hit the background system of the primary election. The once factious opposition has come together in a six-party alliance with one common goal: to push the long-serving leader from power in elections next year. They accuse the 58-year-old Orban, who came to power in 2010 and often clashes with Brussels over migration and rule of law issues, of endemic corruption and creeping authoritarianism.
Inspiration 4, on behalf of SpaceX, welcome to the
A trailblazing tourist trip into orbit has ended with a splashdown in the Atlantic. A SpaceX capsule carrying four people parachuted into the ocean just before sunset Saturday, right off the Florida coast where their chartered flight began 3 days ago. The all-amateur crew was the first to circle the world without a professional astronaut. They also used the flight to raise millions for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. A childhood cancer survivor who now works for St. Jude was one of the passengers. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.